if you're planning a trip to the next town and I might say, will you be home today? You might reply, no, I
won't.
Because I blank to town.
Say I'm going to town. Mm-hmm. Is that what you want?
That's what I wanted, okay. Or using other pronouns with it, you might say we.
We are going.
And they.
They are going.
Okay. If he said he was going to get some cake and you wanted to inquire whether you also would get some, you might say, you might ask.
Okay. Well, am I going to get some?
Okay. And if several people were asking, if you were asking about several people, you would ask blank, they.
Are they going to get some? Mm-hmm.
If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says,
here are your clothes, sport.
If I ask you if you think that the Panama Canal Treaty is going to be ratified, you might say, no, I don't think so, but...
They do. He does.
Okay, but blank many people who think so.
There are many people who think so.
All right. I wonder if they've had the vote yet. It was supposed to be sometime today. If you met a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you because he thought that you were going to injure him, you might tell him, don't cry, I'm
not going to hurt you.
Okay. You've been having an argument with somebody and you want to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, well, I'm right.
Aren't I?
Okay. Someone asks you for a ride into town, you might say, don't mention it, we blank going in anyway.
We were going in anyway.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the days when everything was better, you might lean back and say, blank, the good old days.
It's the hokiest day. Those were the good old days.
Okay. I had an informant once who said, and I always remember this, the good old days was worse than what they is now. If somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
wasn't.
Okay, could you complete that with a pronoun, please? No,
it wasn't me.
Okay.
Just as likely to say it wasn't me.
All right. And I don't suppose you use be as a finite verb, or do you? Would you, for instance, say how be you?
No.
Okay. I wonder if it's possible to elicit that. The last interview I had, it was a student and she tried. Total lack of success.
Yeah.
If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
If she sees a dress she likes, she might say that's a very
pretty.
And to a little girl, if she says that's a pretty dress, the little girl might say, yes, but I have one at home that's even
prettier.
What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
To hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
pen.
Soup comes in a can made of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
What do you put on to go out in the wintertime over your suit?
Coat.
And you would say that jacket has fancy buttons.
On it.
Between the coat and the shirt, you might wear a
vest.
The suit consists of a coat, vest, and
pants.
Any other names for pants?
Mm-hmm. I'd say trousers, slacks.
Are they all the same?
To me, breeches.
Would you use breeches?
In a less formal situation.
Okay. How about something you might wear when working around the yard?
Wear old clothes. I don't think I've had a pair of overalls on in my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, I've never owned a pair of blue jeans. Do you believe that?
Mm.
That's honestly the truth. Not any particular reason. I just
have to reform you.
Well, it's sort of a matter of principle now, you know, having gone this long without it. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, you would say, here, I have
brought your coat.
And